It is 6:10 now, and as we've been reporting, now it's been a long week for many Metro riders on the Red Line. Been a long few weeks for them, as a matter of fact. A series of issues during the morning rush this week, bringing the attention to everyone and causing Metro's general manager Richard Sarles to apologize to customers yesterday. Metro spokesman Dan Stessel, kind enough to join us this morning with a flak jacket on. Dan, good morning. Good to have you with us.
Hey, good morning, Mike and Bruce.
Okay, how much heat can you take, Dan?
Well, we're about to find out.
Yeah. You know, people are really ticked off because they're thinking to themselves, this is the busiest line in Metro's system. Can't they make sure that this, among all lines, works better than this?
Absolutely, and that's going to be our focus, as it has been our focus for quite some time now. There's no question that the last several rush hours on the Red Line, including as far back as last Thursday, have been quite bad. There's no other word for it. Service has been unacceptable to our customers. It's been unacceptable to us. And there's no excuse for customers being delayed on an ongoing basis as they have been like this. What we did yesterday was we sought to explain some of the reasons behind those delays. And one of the challenges is the fact that there is no link between the causes, right? Yesterday's delays on the Red Line were the result of a mechanical issue with a train combined with a switch problem at around the same time. The day before that, we had an issue with a low-hanging wire that was an age issue. Corrosion caused that wire to come down off the ceiling of the tunnel. And then last week on Thursday, we had a piece of maintenance equipment that's being used as part of the rebuilding effort in the overnight hours that spilled oil onto the tracks and created a slippery condition that needed to be cleaned up. So there's no link between any of those, but the result for customers clearly the same. It's been major disruptions, delays, customers, you know, getting to work late. You know, more than half of my office uses the Red Line on a daily basis, including myself. So we feel it too, and we want customers to know that this has the full focus and attention of our entire operation staff on rail and all the way up to and including the general manager.
Yeah, no matter what the reason is, it comes down to, for the rider, on the weekend it becomes a 60 to 90 minute adventure because of the track work, and on weekdays you can't rely on it to get you to work or your meeting on time.
Right, and it's the reliability piece that is now going to be an even greater focus. We're about halfway through the rebuilding effort of Metro, right? It's a six-year capital program. We started, in earnest in about 2011. And the focus, rightly, for the first several years was stabilizing the system on the safety side. And we've made incredible progress on safety. We just recently announced, the NTSB recently announced that they are closing out another 7 of our open recommendations. So we've now closed 20 of 29 NTSB recommendations for Metro. And now that safety, we got the big ticket items on safety addressed, we're well underway. The replacement of our oldest rail cars, the new ones will be arriving within a matter of months. So, you know, now it is time to really put the spotlight in.
Right. Dan, I don't want to interrupt you, but time is short. You know, all of that is great. Planning is wonderful. To have a game plan that's going to take you to a point where Metro can regain its former glory. But the fact of the matter is, you've got to manage the system in between, and that's where people are ticked.
That's the incredible challenge about it. It's actually easier to build a new system than it is to rebuild one that deteriorated to the point that Metro did. The system will also never be new again, so there will always be a level of maintenance to ensure that we don't go back into the backlog that we had several years ago and really saw some not good situations. So we really appreciate our customers' patience and forbearance. Understand that we are very apologetic for the service the Red Line riders have endured over the last week or so, and this does have our attention, and we're on it.
Yeah, sure, test their patience. Dan, thank you. Appreciate it. Metro spokesman Dan Stessel with us.
Dan,